I speak to you all this morning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Place matters. Place matters. We are a people in need of place. We need a place to live. We need a place to work. We need a place to play. We need a place to worship. We need a place to dwell. We are a people in need of place. I don't think it's an accident that in the beginning of Genesis, God built the garden before he made man to put him there. We need a place. It is an honor and a blessing for me and for my wife to be with you all today here in this place. I have loved St. John's, John's Island, for a long time. I grew up in Sumter and I started going to Camp St. Christopher when I was 10 years old. So that was like 10 or 12 years ago. I have been coming to John's Island to go to camp for 47 years, and I have loved St. John's for a long, long time. I was blessed to be able to be your summer intern when I was a seminarian 24, 25 years ago with Charlie Walton. I was just one of a lot of big mistakes that Charlie made at St. John's. But anyway, my name is Ken Weldon. I'm here with my wife, Boo. We have two grown daughters, Maddie and Mims. Our older daughter is married and has just moved back to Charleston from Georgia, so we're happy to have her closer. Our younger daughter, Mims, lives in Charleston as well and works at St. Philip's Church. Boo and I met on John's Island in 1983 at camp. It was the end of my freshman year in high school and the end of her junior year in high school. She was an older woman. But here we are some 36, 37 years later. I have served in this diocese since I was 16 years old as a counselor and a staff member at camp. See, friends, place matters. Where we live matters. Where we dwell matters. I've lived in Sumter, Fort Mill, Johns Island, Orangeburg, Charleston, Florence. And we are presently making plans because of God's grace and overwhelming generosity. We are currently making plans to move to Beaufort to watch as the Lord builds our new camp. And by ours, I mean yours and mine. Our camp, our place, our dwelling. Whenever I travel outside of the state of outside of South Carolina, and someone asks me where I'm from, I used to always answer, my home is South Carolina, because I've lived so many different places in this state. But in the past couple of years, with all of the travel of my new job, I have had a realization. I'm not very smart, my dad used to tell me, but I can be coached. But in the past couple of years, I've had this realization that my home is wherever Boo Lovejoy is. My home is wherever she is. And I'm anxious whenever I'm traveling around and in a pulpit and I can't see her or she's been unable to travel with me. See, I've come to realize that my home is not actually a geographic location. My home, my earthly home, is a person. My earthly home is a relationship, and I am rooted wherever she is. Now, I'm sure that many of you are like me. You realize that your home, your roots, are the people you love the most. Your family, your children, your grandchildren, your siblings, your friends. The people sitting in this room around you. Some of whom you've just met, some of whom you've known longer than you care to admit. But see, friends, the people in this room, this is our home. This is our place. Us, the people, these are our roots. When Jeremy invited me to preach, he told me that y'all would be starting a preaching series next week on being rooted. And it's my understanding there's going to be a three-week series, and I told Jeremy, and I apologize if I'm stealing any of his thunder. Hopefully, I'm just teeing it up for the Lord to hit it right down the middle the next 3 weeks. But I believe that today's lessons speak directly to this idea of being rooted. I believe that today's lessons speak to this idea that place matters. Friends, where we live matters. Where we are rooted matters. In our lesson today from John's Gospel, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. So the first thing for us to remember, and I need to be reminded of it more than anyone else, the first thing that we need to remember is that we are not the vine. We are not the vine, we are but the branches. The vine is where the roots are. The branches are merely extensions of the vine itself. The roots are in the vine, but the roots are not the vine. I live my life way more often than I care to admit like I am the vine. I live my life falsely believing, and more often than I care to tell you, falsely claiming that my existence, my family, my friends, the ministry of Camp Jubilee, my very life, I live my life acting like they're the result of my own doing or my own effort. I fall into the trap of believing that all of these blessings are in some way the result of Ken Weldon. I'm a nice guy. I work hard. People like me. Friends, this belief that we deserve it because of what we do, this worldview that somehow we have earned it, is extremely dangerous. It is unbiblical, it is heretical, and it is a lie. It is like the branches believing that they can have life and can produce fruit even when they are cut off from the vine. I grew up in Sumter, and our neighborhood was in an old pecan grove, and we had two pecan trees in our yard, and one of them was the perfect place for a treehouse, but that's a story for another day, but I just thought I'd share that with you. But the trees were old, and they used to dump their branches and their sticks on the ground, and my father used to pay my best friend Mark Ard and me to pick up the sticks. And he would pay us like a nickel a stick or a dime a stick. And I would do the front yard and Mark would do the backyard because we had two pecan trees. And at the end of picking up the sticks, Mark always had this big old pile of money. And I always had, you know, like a dollar and some change. And Mark had this big old pile of money. And I asked Mark about it one time. I said, Mark, how do you pick up so many more sticks than I do? And he said, Ken, when your dad's in the front yard fussing at you, I break my sticks in my pile. Mark runs the family business now. He's got a house in the mountains and a house in the beach and a farm in King Street, and he lets me use all of them. It's outstanding. But friends, make no mistake, the branches on the ground are dead. They were dead. They are dead. They will be dead. They're good for nothing except throwing them into the fire or tricking my dad out of some money if you're my best friend. We have cut some branches at the new Camp Jubilee property in Beaufort, and make no mistake, they are on the ground and they are dead. Friends, we are not the vine. Jesus and Jesus himself is the only source of light and life. I also want us to look at this word abide. This is one of my favorite words in all of Scripture. Jesus uses the word abide something like 10 times in this lesson. I have a dictionary that my high school biology teacher gave me for graduation. I'm old enough for some of you to use a thing called books. They're really for the old people. They're made out of paper. It's a thing. I came in earlier and Jeremy and Justin were on their computers doing stuff, making fun of the old guys. But I love looking at my dictionary, and I looked up the definition of abide, and I think it's telling, and I think it speaks to what we're talking about today about being rooted and being at home. The three definitions that it gives are to remain, continue, stay, as in abide with me, remain with me, continue with me, stay with me. The second one is to have one's abode. It's the same root word, to dwell or to reside, as in to abide here on John's Island. It's where we live. And then the third one I think is fantastic. It is to continue in a particular condition, attitude, or relationship. Quite simply, to last, as in to endure and to persevere in a condition or relationship. Friends, so this word abide, which Jesus uses 10 times in today's lesson in this passage alone, it means to dwell, to live in, and it means to last, to stick it out. As my coaches used to tell me in high school, to hang in there, to abide with hope and expectation of what the Lord is going to do next. It's the same root word as abode, which means a place of residence, a house or a home. It's where we live. It's where we find our stay. It's where we are rooted, if you will. In our lesson today from Genesis, the Lord says to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house. He's calling him out of those places, those things that gave him comfort and gave him his sense of being. Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I love this verse. The Lord is telling Abram to go today, present tense verb, to a place I will show you, future tense. It's counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense. When I woke up this morning downtown, I knew that I was coming here. It would have been crazy to crank up my car and go to the place that Jeremy would show me later. I knew where I was going, but the Lord calls us to go to places that we don't know. He calls us to go to places presently that He will show us in the future. It's sort of like that old country song, I've got nowhere to go and all day to get there. Friends, our dwelling place, the place we're going, our residence, our place of rest, our place of home, is to dwell with the Lord and to dwell with each other. We are home right now, here today, in the presence of the Lord and in the company of the saints. Our home is to dwell with the Lord and with each other. It is not at 3673 Maybank Highway, and it's not on your new property on Main Road. Those are great places. It's not at Camp St. Christopher at 2810 Seabrook Island Road or at Camp Jubilee on Ladies Island in Beaufort. Those are great locations. Friends, our home, our place of abiding is Jesus Christ Himself. Our roots are in Jesus. Friends, like Abraham, we were called, all of us, at St. John's, John's Island, and at camp. We were called to go to a new location. And this is important. We were called to go to a new location, but we were not called to go to a new place because our place is with the Lord. I want to say that again. We were called to go to a new location, but we were not called to go to a new place because our place is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and it is with the Lord and with one another. In the covenant with Abraham, God promises Abraham several things. He promises, I will be your God, you will be my people. I will give you a place, I will give you a people. I will bless you to be a blessing. The core of the covenant is relationship. I'll be your God, you'll be my people. I will give you a people, I'll bless you to be a blessing. Brothers and sisters, we are the church and we belong to the Lord himself. He is our help and our stay. He is the vine and we are rooted in him. Beloved in Christ, place matters. Our place is Jesus himself. Our home is in the Lord and with each other. He is our home and our dwelling place. Jesus has promised to you and to me and to all who would believe is that we might be made one body with him. His greatest desire is that he may dwell in us and we may dwell in him. Friends, place matters. As I said at the beginning, it is an honor to be with you all here today in this place. Beloved in Christ, in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the church finds its foundation. In the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we find our roots. The church is one foundation. The church's roots. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Yet she on earth hath union, the church has union, with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is one. O happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee. Friends, place matters. Jesus Christ is our place. Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is our home. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the morning as we pray for the day that you have made, we have hope and we have peace, for your presence is with these. So whatever comes our way, Lord, remind us of this grace. We can face it with this hope. Jesus won't forget his own. Jesus holds us safely in his hands. Ever close, he leads us in his plans. When we can't see the way, we have hope and we have faith day after day. Jesus reigns. In the evening as we rest, we recall your faithfulness, how you never left our side. From the morning to the night, now until the dawning sun, be the light that leads us on. We can face it with this hope. Jesus won't forget his own. Jesus holds us safely in his hands. Ever close, he leads us in his plans. When we can't see the way, we have hope and we have faith day after day. Jesus reigns. is always before us and always beside us. Our shepherd is always close. Morning to evening, each day that we're given, our shepherd is always close.
Always before us.
Always before us and always beside us, our shepherd is always close. Morning to evening, each day that we're given, our shepherd is always close.
For tomorrow this we pray, Father, help us live your way, every breath and every word for the glory of the Lord. If the day should test our faith, fill our hearts with songs of praise, we can face it with this hope, Jesus won't forget his own. Jesus holds us safely in his hands. Ever close, he leads us in his plans. When we can't see the way, we have hope and we have faith day after day. Jesus holds us safely in his hands. Ever close, he leads us in his plans. When we can't see the way, we have hope and we have faith day after day. Jesus reigns day after day. Jesus reigns.